Been letting you off easy, so thank you, Jesus. This is Sunday morning. This is, what is it, 11:22:20? Thank you, Jesus. We're going to look at the Prophet's Corner Uncut first this morning. This is kind of where the Lord started me off in the week. This is called The Horse and the Rider Thrown into the Sea. This is a day of rejoicing, which will become apparent in the days ahead. Just as Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, so as my trumpet made a way out of the beast system for Americans and the sheep nations, those whom have made alliances with him, meaning the president. Pharaoh, the beast, is enraged and he's mustering all his ammo to take out my trumpet in an attempt to implement his mark and his ultimate control of the nations. I just decree right now in the name of Jesus for swift justice. There'll be no riots. In fact, I heard someone say yesterday, they are such a small minority that the National Guard could kick them out in hours and have them completely wiped out and in their cells and ready for hanging. Do not be afraid, for as you are writing this, the sea is parting. Yes, the way out is opening up in America, and some nations will follow my trumpet. A complete and total separation of the sheep and goat nations will be clearly seen. The beast will become unhinged, much like the horse and the rider's chariot wheels drove hard and fell off as they were bearing down on the children of Israel all those many years ago. There's a way parting. The Red Sea's opening up. For the beast will ride after my trumpet hard and the people hard, but the beast will not prevail. They will be found dead and dismantled just like the Egyptians. What bothers me is, and this is Christians, I'm not even talking about people of the world, that are so negative. All they're expecting is, oh, there's going to be riots. Oh, there's going to be all this gloom and doom and gloom and doom and gloom and doom. I'm saying, Lord, just like the children of Israel blamed everything on Moses and thought, you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. And I'm thinking, don't they realize God supernaturally brought them out? This is, like I said, this is my prayer. It's not so much the people of the world. They seem to have more sense. It's the people that are indoctrinated in the church system that are so afraid and speak so negatively. I feel like they are the biggest deterrent. Either shut up and get on board or get out. That's the way I feel about it. If you're not going to help and do anything, just go over there and shut your mouth. That's what I feel like saying. Just shut that mouth, that pie hole, shut it up. This is a glorious time, not a time to be afraid or dismayed. It is time to rejoice that I've delivered you from your enemies. The best is yet to come. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So as you have heard before, relax, stay in faith and keep moving forward and enjoy the movie. It is a movie, by the way. We're watching it unfold. It is a movie. You couldn't hire these kind of whack jobs to do this kind of part. You couldn't. That's how it's worse than soap operas. I'm thinking, these are the dumbest people on the face of God's earth. So you know they're playing their part. They're playing their part. And for the sake of these people that will not see, that have been blinded, this is why all, we're having to go through this. This is why all this is happening. It's got to play out. The president's got everything under control. Do you know, the night of the election, you know, we know they went into the skiff. They monitored everything in real time. They have everything on tape, recorded on real time. So there's no rat that's going to be able to say, well, you don't have anything on me. Oh, yes, we do. Look right here. Sit down. Let me show you. Enjoy the movie. No plague will come nigh your dwelling. Don't listen to the fake news because it's fake. I don't know what people don't get about that. Watch as the chain of darkness begin to fall away from darkness to light. So be encouraged as much as you can, because you know what usually brings us down? I've seen some memes that show the Mennonites, the Amish, They're saying, why aren't y'all affected by the plagues? Because we don't watch television. You know why they don't have the coronavirus? It's because they don't watch television. The fake news. Fake news. Fake news.